Liftoff, the clock has started. Roger.
Morning, Kenny.
Oh, good morning, Kyle.
Surprise, we're back.
Gasp.
How you doing?
Feels good to be back.
Yes, it has been quite a while. Let's just doubling up all the sounds. It's fine. Don't worry. I'm out of practice, you know? Just will you let me get reacclimated to the whole soundboard thing here, real quick?
Sure,
okay,
totally.
Let's just make sure we've got it. Yeah, do we have it?
Do it.
Yeah, okay, got it. Will it go wrong?
Or it could go horribly wrong.
Could, maybe.
Could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long, Kenny, are you going to be wired for?
I'm wired for the next 3 years.
Oh, good. I think we got them all.
Did you forget?
No.
How we use the soundboard?
Absolutely not.
Forget how you use the soundboard.
That's right. Hey, it's Tuesday, August 16th, 2016. 16, 16, 16. It's a very important day today. The 16th month of the 16th year of the 16th century. We're not live right now. Goodstuff.fm/live. You can tune in on Friday because we've got a brand new schedule. I think.
Uh-huh.
That we're going to be trying here. It's going to be a Tuesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, and a Friday. Got a little bit in my throat. Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern.
Okay, same time.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm, 7 a.m. Eastern on Friday.
Oh, so we're recording
4
a.m. Pacific.
That's right.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
I don't want any of that. No.
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 Psych. Same time both days.
I'm super glad to be back, though. This is feels weird. Feels strange. I got up this morning thinking, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to get up this early? But I figure I'm dragging myself out of bed anyway to take the train recently. That's been all.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
That's been a... Kenny, let me tell you, it's been a nightmare.
Gasp.
This is usually the sound you play for space.
No, it's
I thought you were taking the train to space.
It's late.
In space!
I don't have that one around here, but I've been taking it to work. It's quite a trek to go from where I am right now to the place that I work. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I can take the train there. I missed the train one of the days, though. Did I tell you that?
No.
We already talked about that. Okay. I took the wrong one, took the wrong train, ended up in the Inland Empire. It was bad. It was all bad.
Oh, it's man.
Far.
How'd you get back? Did you Uber?
No. Yeah, I almost did. I almost had to. No, I had, thankfully, there are people here who are willing to right my wrongs and come and pick me up when I'm down.
Aw.
You know?
Aw.
When,
that's nice.
Do I have one? That's that one.
You should have.
Aww. I do.
Yeehaw!
That's not the one.
There's an aw in there, but it's not. It's not.
Yeehaw.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the sensitive cowboy. That's,
yeah. Yeehaw. That's more. That's not the one either.
Okay, we don't need to keep searching for it, Kyle.
Pew, pew, pew.
Then we won't.
All right.
What else is going on? How have you been?
I started a job.
What?
A new job.
What? Where?
What?
What? What? What? What?
Yeah!
That's not it either.
Close.
You know, it's like just things are in the wrong spot. You know, like when you're an Olympic athlete. And you're warming up for your heat, your heat, you're in heat, And you're,
Kyle, I know all about being an Olympic athlete.
Oh, yeah, do you? Do you?
You kick it.
You kick it when you're an Olympic athlete.
Anyway, tell me what you're saying.
No, I just, I
found, all right, I found, then let me get back to talking about my job.
I found the one about space.
I'll go ahead.
News from space.
Well, that doesn't even relate to what I do. But it was
the train to space.
The train to space. That's right.
So how's the new job?
No, it's great. It's not a traditional 9-to-5. And, so that's why it's been so difficult for us to kind of find a time to be on air. Cause your new job has, you've kind of settled into it now, right? Like, you know when your times are, and I just didn't know when my times for being free would be. But I think we finally may have found the magic recipe here.
The magic beans. Yes. Yes. We did.
Magic beans. Mm-hmm. Yes. The secret sauce, magic beans. But the secret sauce on the magic beans turns into magic chili.
Mm-hmm.
Rubby chili fingers. Yeah,
that's right.
That's right.
Got right on it. I knew exactly where it was.
You're good. Yeah. That's a good one
for now.
We're both doing other stuff on the side of this. Cause this is not on the side. Morning show is primary.
I don't know
all
about
that. Other
that.
Stuff is secondary.
Hi, Mom.
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not so sure about that, but I feel like this is,
well, it is this morning.
Tertiary, maybe. Quaternary at this
quaternary.
Point. Yeah. A little bit. You know what is primary though?
Sedimentary.
What has sediment? Sediment gum. A good, nice, nice, gritty sediment gum. It's my favorite flavor. Spicy sediment.
Dirt.
Mm-hmm. Something that has not been primary to our lives, though, was for a moment, but is now not. No Man's Sky, the PlayStation game. On Steam as well, mm-hmm. ?
I think it is currently on Steam, but don't get it. It's full of bugs. They have to patch it still. Or maybe they have.
I thought it like auto-generated its own bugs, though. I figured like that. And then you discover them, and then you report them, and then that's,
well, Kyle,
that's
how tell you me your money. Experience with No Man's Sky, because we've both played, but we haven't really talked to each other about it.
That's true. We'll be brief then. I like it so far. I have no idea what I'm doing. I feel like I am being tutorialized through a couple of the interactions, like blowing up doors and killing people.
Who have you killed?
I killed a couple drones, and then I killed a couple spaceships.
Oh, okay. You didn't kill any aliens. I don't think you can, actually.
I tried. I've been trying my darndest.
Of course you have. Of course you have. Kyle, I know how you play games. Trying to be peaceful game, uh-huh. But they put a gun in your hand. You're like, I gotta use it. I gotta do the murder.
It seemed all.
Can
of,
I kill this? Can I kill this?
Of,
can I kill
all
this?
All of my. Well, yes, I did kill my first animal recently because I got one of those blasters, and you can turn it into meat. You can mine it for meat. mining for meat. It's my favorite.
Mining
ska band.
For meat. Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's been okay so far. I haven't played much, but I've played on two such occasions, just longer sitting.
You've moved from planet to planet then?
A couple times, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you gone from system to system?
I've been to the space station, and I have jumped through systems, yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to fill up my warp drive right now.
That's when it starts getting good.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
What? How's it going for you?
Let's see. I'm about 15 hours in, maybe 12, 15 hours. I played a good chunk. I really like it. The one complaint that I've heard, I don't even know if it's a complaint, but if you keep playing, the more you play, the more repetitive it gets.
Sure.
You know, cause you keep going to similar planets and they all start looking the same, and you start just finding out that you need the same elements here and you see the same animals and whatnot. But I still like that.
I still like the fact that you're seeing a lot of the same stuff, but your goals are to kind of, I don't know, traverse the same over and over and over, and then it keeps rewarding you.
Because so those games,
there's no stagnant feeling. You feel like you're progressing no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like there are other games out there that are not the same thing over and over again, shooting the bad guys and pulling the trigger and whatnot. It's all.
That's my favorite part about this game, though, is that they're really you can go about the game and not really find any bad guys. Really, your goal is to explore.
I don't know. I feel
you
like
might, you might.
I feel like I'm the bad guy. I'm gonna spoil it here. I think I'm the bad guy.
You think you're the cause of all of the bad stuff that's happening?
Yes. And I'm traversing the space between to get to the center of the universe so that I can sacrifice myself and restart time again. Because that's how that works.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just my read.
I'm
on
really
it.
Hoping to at some point, it's probably gonna take years, but I just want to come across somebody else in the game. But I've heard that they actually can't happen.
That's right. Cannot happen. Absolutely not. So people are mad.
But you can come across something that's already been discovered, right?
That is correct. Yes. It'll say who discovered it. So far as I have seen,
that's what I want to find
in the trailers.
Yeah. I want to come across a station or something like that that someone has already ransacked.
Well, if you come to a planet and it's named poop, then you know that I have been there.
I should really start. I haven't renamed anything, but you have the ability to.
All of the planets that I've come in contact with.
You've been renaming everything poop?
Yep.
Gasp.
No, don't gasp the poop.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. Kyle, we should move on.
Yes, we should. Let's get to some headlines.
These are today's headlines.
What's going on?
Kyle, Google quietly announced yesterday that Google Plus Hangouts on Air. Oh, sorry. Google Plus Hangouts on Air will no longer be available starting on September 12th. Mm. 4 weeks from now, Google users will be asked to use YouTube Live instead.
When was the last time you used Google Plus Hangouts? On air.
The broadcast my Hangouts? Mm-hmm. I think I tested it when it released, mm-hmm. and then that was it.
Okay.
And same with YouTube Live. I tested it when it went live, and that's been the only time I've used it.
I mean, it's probably
maybe a couple times here and there.
It's probably the same thing anyway, so it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. You just you slap the name that you like the most onto it and make people use that one.
Yeah, and it's probably what they want to gear their broadcasting towards.
Right.
And I don't know. I think Hangouts is going to die, isn't it?
No, it's going to be work focused, enterprise focused, reportedly, because you know when you're on enterprise, something named Hangouts sounds like a perfect thing to do.
Totally, yeah. Moving on, Kyle. Also in the news, Google today or yesterday, even today maybe, launched Google Duo, a one-to-one video calling app for Android and iOS. You can download Duo from the Google Play Store or is it just Google Play now?
No, it's a Google Play Store. It's still a store.
Okay. All right. The way that this is written is you can download it from Google Play and Apple's App Store. So it's combining both of those into store. Though you may have to wait a bit, and as this is a gradual rollout, it will be live worldwide in the next few days. That's in quotes, few days. Kyle and I both have it. We're going to test it on air. Have you launched it?
I'm literally trying to call you right now.
All right, there we go. Knock, knock. I can see
who's
you.
Who's there?
Except.
Hi! So, how is this working? Pretty good laggy business.
No, I'm not getting any latency between what you're saying in my headphones and what you're saying on my phone.
Okay.
How am I? How am I having your hair?
Oh, hello.
Kyle, answer me.
Are you looking at my screen now?
Hello. You sound pretty good. I will.
Oh, that's
I will
pretty good.
Say,
right.
Yeah, you sound good.
you weren't responding.
No, I just the video call sound effect thing going on with your sound here.
Oh, you hung up.
Sounded okay. Great. So we're going to leave that in.
What? Oh. So wait, you hung up?
So it should be a bit. Yeah.
Smile. Knock knock is on. Oh, I'm calling you again.
Oh, goodness gracious. This is.
Sorry. Let me.
Incoming video.
Oh. Oh, I'm going to have a lot of fun with knock knock. I'm sending Kyle Jabba the Hutt calls.
But I don't. I don't even have to answer. Oh.
No, you don't. I'm just going to send you a bunch of knock knocks during work.
You take over. Oh, no. This is bad. This is really bad.
All right, so if you want to have fun with Google Duo, go ahead. You can start today. It is on the iOS store. I know that for a fact. And since Kyle has it, it is on the Play Store.
Do you have a like a dock for your phone while you're sleeping?
No, I don't.
Okay,
it just lays on top of my Kindle.
Okay, so if I'm the first thing you see when you wake up, you'll know I'm calling you. Maybe ?
I should get a dock.
You can't take over the front screen on an iPhone.
The lock screen? Yeah. No, you can't.
You completely
can on FaceTime.
Yes. Well, true. Okay. All right. All right.
But FaceTime doesn't do the knock knock.
Wait.
I get it.
Kyle. Hmm? Kyle, do the knock knock sound. Kyle, do the knock knock sound.
That's not how it works.
All right, Kyle, last headline here. Snapchat is said to be finalizing the acquisition of popular mobile search app Verb.
What?
V-U-R-B. I've never heard of them. And it's going to be worth over $110 million worth of cash and stock, the information reported. The information is the place that gives us this information.
That's
right. With the purchase, Snapchat may be looking to address one of the biggest complaints that users have had on the service, and that is the difficulty to search for things within the platform. Now, I've never heard of anybody searching in Snapchat. It's usually been someone sent me a picture. I didn't save it. Can I have it back? And Snapchat says, we don't save any of those pictures.
Psych, we save. But isn't Avula... Wouldn't you want to search for people? Like, if you're trying to search I'm put it out there. I'm going to say butts. Most like you're looking for a box that you can
or poop.
Right. You're looking for a box that you can type butts in, and aren't we all? But that would be the only use for Snapchat with a search box
to send pictures
of a butt.
Yeah, but. We're saying butt a lot now. I'm just realizing that I'm saying it.
That's right.
I use the Google keyboard or Gboard, as they call it.
Okay.
Where you can use that for search.
Stupidest name ever, but okay.
You can send GIFs or GIF images right from the keyboard. And Apple's going to do this when they launch iOS 10. In fact, it's going to be a lot better, I think. I think it's gonna have a lot more than it has now. Let's say that.
Okay.
And I can't understand why Snapchat needs a search engine, and why they bought them, partner with them maybe, but why did you buy them?
Nah.
I'm gonna go to verb.com.
Go ahead
with that.
I've never seen. It seems like they've got an application and you can search for things. I have no idea. There's too many apps.
All right. So this says. So I go to the first page. It's search less, do more. This is not an online thing. It is only on your mobile. Available on Apple, Android, and Amazon.
Mm.
So this might be... Maybe they got their footing on like the Kindle Fire?
Doubt it.
Does Google do search? Does mobile search on the Fire? Because I know Amazon's weird about their store, about what they can put on their phones.
Right.
Because it's based on Android, but it's not Android. It is, I don't know what.
Yes, that's right. I have no idea.
Oh, anyway.
Separate store, though.
I'll find this out later. Okay. I'll tool around
it's,
with it.
It's maybe a rumor we'll right now. It anyway, it's not their... the information got the information.
It was all over the news yesterday.
So I figured we had to talk about it. And I also know something that we need to talk about, Kenny.
What's that?
Our friends over at FeedPress. And bring this music up. Yeah. This episode, Kenny, of Morning Show that you're on is hosted and delivered to you thanks to our friends over at FeedPress. FeedPress is RSS feed analytics, file, podcast, file hosting. And now, podcast publishing and a simple, intuitive, and of course, unified dashboard. That's right. You now have your own mini content management system, or CMS, as the kids are saying, to create posts, upload episodes, and manage posts from directly inside FeedPress. And of course, the podcast editor supports Markdown by default for formatting and includes a very useful full screen mode with a live preview of your episode. So you can see what it's going to look like before you actually put it out there and get people complaining at you. Now, with all these great new features, FeedPress also continues to include powerful subscriber and podcast download tracking, as we know, integrated newsletters, and automated publishing for social posts. Now, the podcast hosting portion of this, which is, if you're into this show, I mean, why not just start your own show? That's fine. We'll listen, probably. $8 a month, 400 megabytes of flexible file storage. You can put about 4 episodes per month. We're going to be doing, what, 8? Now, so we may need to upgrade our storage unless we, you know, want music to sound like garbage. You can also add even more file space, I suppose, is what you would call it, to your account. Up to 5 gigabytes. I don't think we'll need that much, really.
Did you say file space?
File. You're in this file space. Reboot. Right? Pew, pew.
Files from space.
That's right. Jingle, jingle.
All right.
It's all the files right there in your space. So get started. $8 a month. But of course, we've got a coupon code for you, Kenny. Coupon code 10% off.
We got a coupon code
for you. You'll go to feed.press/morningshow. You'll try it out for 14 days for free. That's zero money. $0 per 14-day months. I don't think there are any of those. But if you've got one, that would be a full month. But that doesn't exist. So you don't get that. feed.press/morningshow. And then when you do decide to pay the $8 per month to continue the awesome podcast you've started, use the promo code morningshow during checkout. You'll get 10% off. 10, a whole 2 digits. 10% off of your first year. A huge thanks, and I'm just going to wrap all this up. Huge thanks. A huge thanks to FeedPress for their support of Morning Show and the Good Stuff Broadcasting Network. That was awful.
That was loud.
Don't worry about it. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Got some facts for you.
Oh, good.
At 1 year old, a baby is 30% fat.
At 27 years old, that's about 30% fat.
That's awful, actually. I think you should go see a doctor if that's the case.
What's the doctor?
Oh, boy. You okay? You all right? You good? Speaking of large things, a blue whale, Kenny, can swallow nothing larger than a grapefruit.
That's more than I can get.
That's that really crunchy cereal, right? Like soup, like
grape nuts.
Like bran. Like...
Have you ever had grape nuts?
Of course.
Oh, grape nuts are the worst.
They've got they're kind of pinkish on the outside, and then you take off the rind, and then they're kind of bitter. That's right.
You can't have grape nuts with milk. Let me just say that right now.
What?
Don't ever have grape nuts with milk. Because it just turns into sludge.
You got to eat it fast. Eat it fast.
You can't pour the size of a bowl that you would pour... like Frosted Flakes or Cheerios. No. Grape nuts gets like a ramekin size amount.
And you put them. You put them into the oven.
You put them into an ashtray, mm-hmm. and you eat it out of that size. An
ashtray full of grape nuts. Okay. Yeah. I mean, all right. It's pretty small. A thimble? A thimble of grape nuts?
I
had it
once. I poured like half the box. I'm like, this is a tiny box. I gotta get as much cereal as I can. I poured milk in it and I went, oh no, it turned into like cement.
Oh no.
That's right. Those boxes are really, really small. Cause like you've seen all of those soda cans getting super small and well, chip bags get bigger, soda cans get smaller. Well, what happens to cereal boxes?
Well, it's like cereal concentrate. You can only have just a tiny bit amount. Forget it. Grape nuts.
No, thanks. So grapefruits, blue whales, grapefruits. Sounds good.
Oh yeah, that's the fact.
That's supposed
to, nothing about grape nuts.
No. That's supposed to be the fact. But I've got another one here for you, but we need Garko's help, of course, on saying this word. Diapnophobia is the fear of dinner party conversations. That's
funny.
Do you have that? Do you have
I don't have that. I have the fear of small talk.
Do you have smallpox? What'd you say?
I have the fear of small talk.
Oh.
You know, when you try to make small talk with people.
Okay.
I guess everyone can, not necessarily that they have a fear of it, but... Man, it's tough.
No, it's not.
When you have nothing in common with somebody that you're forced to be in the same room with,
Start it off easy. Start them off with an easy question. Just, you know, hi, I'm Kenny.
Is this a burrito or a dog?
And then what are they supposed to say?
And then they say,
get away from me, you freak.
That's a surprise.
Okay. So I say,
small talk with Kenny.
So I say, is this a burrito or a dog? It's a surprise.
Sir, do you have a family of ferrets in your house? No, they're all dead. Okay, good. Just move along.
I guess I shouldn't be afraid of small talk anymore. I've got a bunch of ammunition here.
Already not taking you seriously. Already.
Just start there.
That's what I'll start with. Just start. Of course.
Oh. Woo.
All right, Kyle. So I put it in here. You can probably see it.
I can. I can see this. Yes.
This is an article from the New York Times. Mm. It says, can you beat Usain Bolt out of the blocks? So Usain Bolt's reaction time out of the starting blocks in the 100-meter final in Rio was 0.155 of a second. And you want to try to beat it. So turn up your volume.
I'm not whistling. Oh, I'm supposed to click on this?
So you say, I'm ready. It says, there's a guy who's telling you, on your mark, get set. And then when you hear the gunshot, you're supposed to click on the go button. There you go.
Set.
Oh, I false started.
Oh, no.
0.023. Oh, all right.
All right. So...
Oh,
try it again.
There we go. Oh no.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I got on my first and second try.
Set.
0.234.
All right. So on my first try, you can see in there, I got 0.163.
What?
So Bolt just barely edged you out. With a little work, Tokyo 2020 is in your sights.
What?
I thought I could do better.
Okay.
So on my second try, I got
set
0.0. What'd you get?
I'll start.
Oh,
I'm anticipating it too much.
Marks.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what I got after this
set.
One.
Set.
Negative 3.2 seconds. Sorry. I tried to stop
that
it.
That was halfway down the track.
See ya.
I'm going to win.
So what'd you get?
So on my second try, I got 0.111.
Okay. All right. So you
it says, is that you, Justin Gatlin? Congratulations. You were faster than Usain Bolt.
On your marks.
So I have a picture that says that.
0.165. Okay.
I
feel good about
super close.
Feel good about that. Feel really right. Good about that. Feeling real good.
What?
That's right.
My wife just walked into the room and she gave me the it smells in here.
The real bad look. I mean, You can't.
What have you done to our beloved studio?
Right. Right.
Because it's not just mine. It's ours now.
Does she want to join us? Is that what we're going for?
She wants to get as far away from this smelly place as possible.
Yeah. I do too. That's why I'm all the way down here in Southern California. Yeah. That's right.
Well, there you go. All right. So we'll put the New York Times link in the show notes. You guys can try to beat Usain Bolt.
That's right. I'll put your images in here too. What did you share this with? Drive? What is this?
It was late.
That's weird. I mean, it's fine. It's not a big deal. It's cool. It's okay. It's all right. Hey, I've got a National Food Day for you. You ready to celebrate something? Have you had your breakfast? What's your breakfast? Show me your breakfast.
Coffee.
That's
I'm almost out of coffee. I might need to go get some coffee probably, while you explain the National Day.
That is probably why it smells so much. I can tell you about a National Day. You do not want to miss this one, though. Absolutely do not want to miss this one.
LLL.
That's right. Today's National Day is National Bratwurst Day.
That's the worst.
Actually, this is... That's bad. I am going to find some other music here. I did not prepare this, but... I should be able to find the music.
You say cha-cha?
Yeah.
Cha-cha.
Here we go.
Today's National Bratwurst Day.
That's right. Bratwurst is a heavily spiced sausage, Kenny. Usually enjoyed on a roll with mustard or by itself with a side of sauerkraut. The term bratwurst is a compound of two German words, braten, to you by feed press, which means to fry, and wurst, which means sausage. So fried sausage. Bratwursts originated in Germany, of course, and have been around since the 14th century.
Wow.
Old sausage. They call me old sausage. These sausages are generally made of pork, veal, and beef. And or beef, I suppose. You wouldn't really want to mix all the animals together. Be like the farm. How do you feel about bratwurst? You got a favorite?
I like bratwurst.
You got a favorite brat? Brat?
I don't know. I don't know about like a flavor of bratwurst. I just like good bratwurst.
You like it to be spicy, snappy. How do you like your casing? Show me your casing.
I do like it when you bite into a freshly off the barbecue bratwurst and it just snaps. I like the slightly spicy.
Okay, something with a lot of pepper, maybe.
A good amount of pepper, but not the I can't take another bite before I drink something. You know that kind of spicy where I need to keep eating it until I die.
Nobody needs that.
No, exactly. That's all I'm saying. What about you, Kyle?
Oh, what's your favorite bratwurst?
My favorite brat. Oh boy, I've got to say, I've got a very specific brat that I like a lot.
I like that. There you go.
Yeah, it's the hot dog, the half pound hot dog at your San Francisco Giants AT&T Park. You walk to the center field behind the big old scoreboard there. They've got a place that it looks like if you coiled up a snake. Like a python.
OMG.
Python.
This python is totally eating my bae.
You coil one up and it's like wrapped together and then they cook it all at once. That is ideal brat.
Wow. All right. That's under the netting, right?
That is under the They gotta make sure the brats don't fly out from their cages.
The brats need a protective.
That's right.
Protective area.
Keep them in there.
All right. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You don't have a favorite brat place?
I don't think I have a favorite brat place.
Okay. All right. It's all right.
No, I don't think so.
Favorite accoutrement? Condiments.
See, I'm not a big sauerkraut guy.
Do you put breakfast ketchup on top?
Breakfast ketchup. I'll do ketchup.
Okay. Whoa. Good thing Jordan's not,
I'm
not here.
I'm also not a big mustard guy, but I think a good like brown mustard or spicy mustard on a brat.
Yeah.
Tastes really good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
What else do you put on a brat that's like not forbidden?
Pickles.
I don't like pickles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we may have established
onions,
that.
Peppers and onions, maybe.
Peppers and onions, that would be pretty good.
Okay.
Like right. Like grilled.
Yeah, like a mildly, that sounds really good. Mildly fried in.
Mm-hmm. All right. I also found this article. This is unrelated.
Okay.
But, and completely unrelated, actually. It just got released about 20 minutes ago. McDonald's is handing out activity trackers with their Happy Meals.
Oh, we'll talk about that. We will talk briefly about that. Do you want me to react right now?
I'm just going to get a couple sentences into this.
Okay.
So usually your McDonald's thing has toys and
sure.
And, that's how we grew up with it. Right. And, mm-hmm. It's been long argued that gifts incentivize parents and children to eat more fast food, leading to health issues like obesity and diabetes.
Hmm.
Now the toys that promote fitness and physical activity have been very few and far between, with the exception of a pedometer in adult Happy Meals back in 2004. But now that the Olympics are dominating headlines, the fast food giant is encouraging kids to get out with the new Step It. That's the name of the thing. Step It
you
fitness
kick it.
Tracker. Oh, close enough. We should sue.
Mm-hmm.
It's Happy Meal sold in the U.S. and Canada. It will include one of six wrist-worn pedometers that also blink slowly or quickly depending on a child's activity. So this is, I guess, supposed to tell you, hey, you're doing stuff.
You're moving. Thanks.
You're moving. Good job.
But you can't you can't take the pedometer wrist strap back into McDonald's and say, hey, look, I earned a fry.
I earned more food.
Give me a fry.
Yeah. The McDonald's says that the toy will be available for 4 weeks, mm-hmm. during which it will advertise the tracker on TV. Yeah, there's actually a YouTube video here. There's an ad that they're going to play on TV. So they're just trying to get the kids. This is the thing. You get the kids to come eat the bad food.
Mm-hmm.
They get the Step It. They get the pedometer thing. And then what? They want to get all six. So they keep going to McDonald's. This is backwards.
You don't have
give
six
them all
arms,
six
though.
In one.
Mm.
And then a permaban from McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's what you give them.
maybe it's to allow. See, when you said tracker, I figured it was just so that they would know where the children are at all times.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The McDonald's Step It leash. Yeah. Don't want that.
No, I don't want any of that.
Hey, Kyle, I'm going to be right back.
I don't like that at all.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to move on and
right back.
Okay.
Technical difficulties, we have momentarily stopped all bobsleds.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah!
Let's move on and look at something that we've neglected for quite a while. Uh-oh. We need to look at the results from last week's record of the week. The last week's record of the week. Do you remember what we talked about?
Was it the girl who could hold the most stuffed animals?
That is correct. That included one of them, yes. Do you remember number two?
I think number two was the coolest one. I don't remember what it was.
It was the tallest object balanced on a thumb.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Number
right. We're like, is he going to break his thumb?
Is it a burrito or breaking your thumb? That's record number two. Record number three, Kenny, the most consecutive balloon bounces between mother and son.
Oh, that's right. That was the stupid stipulation where it's like, you have to be a toddler if you want to break this record.
That's right. That's right. So here we are.
Dumb.
Here we are a few weeks later. All of the votes are now tallied up.
You sing the wrong tune.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. Third place, coming in with 11% of your votes over at morningshow.am/vote, is record number 3, the most consecutive balloon bounces between mother and son. And we've talked about why that is incredibly dumb. So, boom. Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
We're sorry. Now, it was a tie, Kenny. It wasn't a tie. It wasn't, oh, I gave it away. It wasn't a tie.
Surprise.
It was. I'll try and get that correct this time. It was a race. See, I've got Olympics on the brain. It was a race between record number 1 and record number 2. Taking first place. Doo-ba-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Gasp.
56% of the coat vote, according to my typo here. Record number 2. Woo! That's the tallest object balanced on a thumb.
That's the one that we wanted.
That's the one that we liked. It was frightening. It was one of those like pool sticks that you
extend the army.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah. There's a commercial that runs during the Olympics where there's a guy who tries to pole vault with the pool thing, and he lands. Oh, really? He lands on a table. It's pretty good.
I don't watch. I haven't seen commercials for months. I don't watch
at
TV
at all. Zero commercials. What?
And I use ad blocking software. So I don't think I've seen an ad.
See, you're part of the problem. You absolutely are part.
How is that a problem?
It's a terrible problem.
Not problem.
Mm-hmm.
Totally not problem.
Totes not problems. Hey,
totes not problem.
That would mean that record number 1, of course, second place. Nobody cares about stuffed animals.
Yeah, we said that we could beat that if we had enough stuffed animals.
I think so, yes. I think so as well. That also means that it's time to move on to another segment that I don't know what it is here. Looking at this one. Oh, it's record of the day. Hey, don't worry about it. Maybe you can edit
it's
this.
Actually, and, record of the week,
and fix
Kyle.
It. How about you do that? And then we move on to a vote down vote after that. See, it's all messed up with what we've got here. How do we want to do this? I'm gonna pause right
we're
here.
We're gonna cover, Kyle. This week we scoured the internet looking for people willing to take on world records that no one cares about.
Look at you. You just reordered all the you reordered all the stuff. We'll do that again. Cuz I got lost.
It's okay. That's all right, Kyle.
I'm just getting reacclimated. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Hey, Kenny, we're looking now at records for this week. Can you wrap your mind around that?
Whoa.
That's right. This week we scoured the internet even more, looking for people willing to take on world records that no one cares about. We'll mention 3 records this week, and then you yourself as a listener can go to morningshow.am/vote to decide which will receive the award for record of the week. You excited? You ready to get this?
Oh yeah.
Get this road showing. Record number 1, Kenny. The world's largest whip crack.
Whip crack?
Whip crack. As I load this up here.
Is that like the butt crack of a whip?
That's incorrect. It's a whip, like Indiana Jones whip. You whip it. I whip my whip back and forth. I whip my whip. Right? That's how it works.
All right, let's find out. Let's find out.
It's 238 feet and 3 inches long. It takes almost
238 feet?
Yep. It's a 238-foot whip. I think it's like you ghost ride it, I believe. And you watch it go for 6 seconds here. And we'll how about we listen? We listen to what this sounds like.
All right.
There you go. Just cracked it.
That is nuts. So he sends like a wave down this thing.
Oh my gosh. Someone on the end is holding it.
Well, because it has to be lifted up. Like the whole whip is laying on this road, but then at the end it can't be sitting on the road, otherwise it wouldn't snap.
I get it.
That's crazy.
Couldn't you just do it like off a canyon or something? Like throw it over the side of the Grand Canyon and have
it. Sure, that would have been a lot more majestic. Yeah. But this way you hurt somebody and it's a cool record.
Yeah, that's true. Well, nice work. Man, 238 feet. That is a very long whip. Here's record number two. You ready for this one?
Okay.
This is 15,000 people playing the White Stripes Seven Nation Army. Now, this was played by a band called Rockin' 1000, which includes 1,000 people and 15,000 singers. So we'll play this here for you. It looks like there's about 400 drummers. A lot of bassists. And about 15,000 people singing.
They're all slapping their chest.
So what do you think?
Someone's off.
Well, it looks like they're in a giant stadium right now. So there's gotta be some sort of echo. I don't think everyone is wearing headphones. The sound travels slower than whatever visual cues they're giving. So there you go.
Picked the easiest song ever.
I apparently they play other songs as well. The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. Ooh, how long has it been since you've heard that song?
Wow.
Now you just need to. Why not? Huh. I mean, it looks like a great show. It looks like a really great show. But with 1,000 people.
Is it a show, though?
Do you? It's 1,000.
Or is it like.
It's 1,000 different musicians trying to all upstage each other.
Yeah.
So the stage just keeps getting perpetually longer and longer as they try and upstage each other.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure that. Like, what's the limit? Because I thought like. Like Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Like, that's a lot of people to have on stage. And they're all really good at what they do.
Sure.
But they play really well together.
Yep.
What you're saying is that you have 15,000 people.
You have 1,000
vying for the spotlight.
That's right. 1,000 really non-talented musicians.
Yeah. All combining into a meh.
Simple, yeah. Meh. Pretty good.
Eh, okay. Yeah, I can turn it off when I want to.
All right, then let's move on to record number three. It's the largest pile of marshmallows put on a person. This was set.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
Well, campers at Springfield, BGC, IHOP, have to go tinkle. In New York, put 240 marshmallows on their friend. 240 marshmallows on a single person. Now, I guess I'll just click on this. We can see exactly what happened. It's fine.
Oh, that poor child.
Most marshmallows stacked on a kid, it leads with. This happened with 20 servings, with 80 pieces per bag, 3 bags, 240 marshmallows.
Wait a second. Is he Darth Vader?
I feel like they could have done more. There's okay.
What? See what? Here's what you do. You lick each one.
Okay.
And then you stick it to the person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stack them. You just stick them.
Oh, here, there he is. He's getting up. Oh, shaking all the marshmallows off.
No, I don't like this one.
Oh, no.
I don't like this one.
Oh, that's so sticky. Oh, and he's stepping on them. Oh, they're eating them. They're eating them. No.
Where's the
clip the mic? So there you go. You want to know some of the rules about this? I feel like we could do this one too. You've got to use.
Yeah, what are the rules,
Kyle? You've got to use regular sized marshmallows, meaning I guess the big ones, the big ones.
Not the mini ones.
Not the tiny ones. No, not the ones for your hot chocolate. Marshmallows may not touch ground for duration of attempt. Okay, so they've got to be suspended on the child. You may lick marshmallows to help them stick together.
Okay, well, there's my idea.
Okay. You must follow form of current record world holder, and you must provide video evidence. Okay, so we've got that. No one else has attempted this, because this just happened.
Well, there you go.
So let's go grab a couple of bags and try and beat this. That's record number three. Kenny, let me just recap. Record number one, the world's longest whip crack. Record number two, the White Stripes Seven Nation Army played by 15,000 plus people. And number three, the largest pile of marshmallows put on a person. You can go vote, of course, over at morningshow.am/vote and vote for the record you think should win for record of the week. We will tally up said votes and announce the winners on Friday. So it'll be a little bit different from what we did today. Let's do that on Friday. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll be live. 10 a.m. Eastern. Goodstuff.fm/live. Go. Do it. Kenny, I'm ready to move on. Now we're ready to move on. Down. To win up, vote down, vote. I've added a couple of brand new to you stories.
Oh. To me.
Hopefully something that you haven't heard of before. Over to upvote.morningshow.am. A lot of voting. You a lot of the show is you deciding whether or not you want to listen to it. And you usually just do that by unsubscribing, but that's fine. You know, whatever you want to do, it's cool. Hey, I've got something here for you to upvote, though. Maybe downvote. Roller Coaster Dreams announced for PlayStation VR.
Ooh.
This is a
like a lot of my favorite things.
Like theme parky. Roller coastery game from 2002. That's what this feels like. And I will play briefly a video here. That's bratwurst. So you're walking around in a cyber park like atmosphere. Everything is flat shaded. There's some shade. Ferris wheel, people looking deep into your soul with their beady black eyes.
I need to check this out. Right this instant.
You could buy an attraction or fireworks for money. Not real money, I do not believe. You can manage and grow your amusement park and have people ride said rides.
Okay, so this is...
You can place
Instead of
rides.
PlayStation Home.
Uh-huh.
This is PlayStation Park.
Is it put? Right? Yes, it's kind of like roller toaster.
Roller toaster. Whoa! Hold on.
Yeah.
Go to about 110 in this video.
Okay.
Well, and it shows you riding the roller coaster.
Oh. Here we go.
And it.
Yeah!
Okay. Right? You're on the roller coaster, and then it's showing like a third person view, and you're watching the roller coaster go around.
Someone got flung from the roller coaster! Did you see that? Oh!
I don't want to. I don't want to take that VR experience.
Wait, what?
This has some interesting physics.
Yeah, I'm confused. This looks like
whoa! Don't go to 213. Go to 213 in this video.
Okay. Well, you've got to see all of this. This will be over in the show notes. Goodstuff.fm/morningshow. Just go check it out, or morningshow.am.
Oh my.
It's all in the notes.
It gives you stats of
what is even going on with this game. Now I'm confused.
This has stats of number of people fainted, 1. Number of damp seats, 1. Number of people who threw up, 8. Number of people with nausea, 7. And number of people who are falling out. Okay, so this is a test run and dummies are falling out. Oh, my goodness. Sure.
But the dummies can't wet themselves.
This is a VR game where you destroy roller coasters.
And make them as bad as they can be. Is that what
they're showing here at the end of the video?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh,
so how do you feel about this? You ready for this?
Oh, I got a lot more scared of it.
Yeah.
I want to get PlayStation VR.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally get this game, but I think I would have to. I would play it once, get really scared of it, and have to shelve it for the rest of eternity.
Wah wah. So upvote or downvote?
Upvote for me buying it. Downvote for the instant it turns on me.
I don't know what to do with that. What sound do I play?
Bing dong.
Bing. Woo. Good enough. Kenny, Disney patent wants to stealthily track park visitors by their shoes.
Oh.
I guess by taking quick photos of them while you are at your entrance, and then the photos of your shoes are sent to a robot database.
Uh-huh. And then I'm looking at it's the cloud. Right. You can see that in the
yes,
patent.
Yes,
it's a cloud.
That is correct. And then they send these pictures to some server to analyze and then track where your feet go as you, I guess, enter these different rides. So they know what rides you go on. Maybe it's the like attachment for this PlayStation VR service thing.
Mm-hmm.
They know whether or not you've wet yourself. It's fine. It's good. It'll be okay.
All right. This is a novel idea.
Okay. How do you feel about Disney taking pictures of your sweet kicks?
I think that the idea of doing this is very Disney Tomorrowland style.
Okay.
The application of it, not going to work.
Well, what they're saying is that they
also want scary. And
it's your
Disney
shoes.
Is
it's
now
not, come on.
Filming me at every moment.
It's your shoes. It is your shoes. It is not your face. And what they're trying to see is how long you're spending in line so that they can try and maybe minimize that amount of time, or they can try and figure out ways to alleviate.
I can tell them
line.
I can
issues.
Tell them to their faces.
Oh, yeah.
I spent too long in that line.
Oh,
like it's not something that they need to discover on their own. I can tell them that that's what happened.
What can I do to help you, sir?
What can you do to help me?
Yeah.
Take pictures of my shoes, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, that should definitely help.
Sure.
And then we'll make the lines shorter because we see shoes.
Yeah. I'm just going to get really big shoes so that my place in line is taken up. I have more space around my body, but my shoes are huge.
Maybe they want to know how many shoes they're selling so that they can decide whether or not they should be selling shoes in the park.
Ah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Extra shoes.
Someone said that, I can't remember what site, but they were saying that Disney needs to jump on the Pokemon Go thing because people are playing Pokemon Go in the parks.
What?
Like that's a big thing that people play.
Wow.
At Disneyland. Yeah. Disney needs to go ahead and release a Disney version of Pokemon Go, like Disney Go or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it only works in the parks. And that would be a way. I mean, I'm not saying that.
But the rides are the amusement. I don't need another reason to go to Disneyland. I don't know.
But you do need something to do in the line.
Like swiping.
Or you need something to take you to places of the park that don't get as much foot traffic.
Yeah. Mm. As many shoe pictures.
Yeah.
It's fine. Okay. I do agree that they will eventually get on the augmented reality, real life, checking in, whatever train. Because I do it anyway on Foursquare to track what rides I've been on and how many times. But do you want to upvote it or downvote it?
I'm going to downvote it because I don't think it's ever going to happen. Mm. It's a patent, but it's never going to happen. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Speaking of things that I have not made happen yet, this news came out a while ago, but I wanted to get your take on it. The August smart lock now has support for Amazon Alexa. Alexa, lock all my doors and windows and don't let anybody out.
Whoa.
It's fine. Bring back the creepy music. They say today we are announcing that our popular August smart lock is the first smart lock skill to launch on Alexa-enabled devices. Amazon Echo users can now ask Alexa, lock the front door or check if the door is locked from anywhere.
But hold on. Why do you need to check it if you're inside? Are you that far away from your front door?
Hey, is the door locked? It's at least 8,000 feet for me to walk from where I am right now. Or maybe you just carry the Amazon Echo, whatever, the small one, the battery powered one. You carry that one with you everywhere you go. And you're just curious to know whether or not your door is locked. Now, if it could,
but you can't tell it to lock it.
No, no.
Oh, of course.
Well, wait. Lock the front door? Yes, lock the front door. You can tell it to do.
And you can do that from outside the door?
Nope. You have to have Amazon with you.
I don't get it. It seems backwards. It seems so backwards.
For me, the main reason I would want this at all would be to unlock the door only.
Yeah.
When I've got meat hands. Like I'm making meatballs and I've got meat hands and I can't unlock the door and there's somebody outside.
Oh, I see.
And you're like, I can't do this. I would love to answer the door right now. Yes. Usually.
Okay.
Usually it's a singular person.
Okay. Okay. That would be the only application I suppose that would actually work. When your hands are full or full of meat sauce things, you can remotely unlock the door. That's okay. I like that.
But otherwise,
app or this device, doesn't it lock automatically?
That is correct. You can set it to lock automatically. After
so why would you ever ask Alexa, is the door locked? It's like, hey, is my door broken? Maybe.
Right. You can turn that off, obviously, but...
Well, but why would you?
Upvote or downvote, Kenny?
Downvote.
Extreme sports. Running on a treadmill with Lego blocks constantly being dropped in front of you.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think about this? You want to try it?
I'm going to watch this guy do it.
All right, let's do
that. And I'm going to watch his bloody feet.
Today, whoa, we're gonna 8 minutes? On Lego. Walking on it's bad enough. This is gonna suck.
Okay, I'm skipping forward.
This is just long, long-winded video. Do they show it?
Oh my.
Here we go. Let's try this.
Okay, it's at about 1:30. He's stepping on him.
There's one stuck on the block.
Oh.
Nope. That won't come off.
Oh. Nope. Oh. 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 Okay.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Good thing we're not live.
Ouch.
We'll have to go back and cover that one up.
It's fine. Just here's one for you. Wait. Here we go. Just put this over there. There you go.
All right.
That's all yours.
Transfer.
Enjoy that. And Kenny, last one.
Oh, well, by the way, upvote for that.
Okay. Wait. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Because that is extreme.
Super far away. Here's something for you. Entrepreneur.com. Watch this eerie Japanese robot breathe just like a human. breathe.
What? Okay, so it's a robot with arms and a face. And it's like...
it's like singing, it's, I guess?
What is it doing?
I have no idea.
I don't see that it's breathing. I see that it's like... flashing gang signs and... What is going on? Is that like the worst spotlight ever?
Yeah,
who is operating that spotlight? This all I hear are cameras. Wait, hold on. Was the purring the breathing?
I don't know who that was. You want to hear that again?
Yeah.
Okay. What is happening?
All right.
Do you want to?
Hold on. I'm going to read this.
Okay.
Japanese engineers have unveiled an eerily human-like robot that possesses qualities so realistic, it's creepy. Excuse me, Rose Leadham, entrepreneur staff. You don't know what realistic looks like, apparently.
I would say the same thing, yes.
Alter, the singing and breathing android, has taken the media by storm this week with a video of the machine making, quote, creepily eerie movements. No.
Yeah.
Nope.
So you're probably wondering what makes this bot different than any of the other strange looking robots we've seen this year.
Neural network and human capabilities and responsiveness. No. This is dumb.
Wow, this robot moves just like a human. Is it real or not?
I can see it. It's all gears. It doesn't even move like a human. Sorry, burps. Even if it kind of looked like a human, I wouldn't think it's got to look exactly like a human for me to think that it moves like a human.
Right.
Or like iRobot status. Like Will Smith, if Will Smith could interact with this and think it was a human or treat it like garbage, then yeah. Maybe I would think it was, you know, human-like movements.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah, downvote for this
one. Downvote. All right, Kenny.
Downvote for Rose Leadham, who doesn't know how to write an article.
Hey, no. Shh. Don't blame Rose. It's fine.
Okay.
You had to write something. You got to meet your quota. It's cool. Hey, let's move on to daily segment. Some fun, quick games, Kenny. Today's segment, of course, is Two Stupid Games. Here we go.
Two Stupid Games. Two Stupid Games.
Two Stupid Games. Mm-hmm. What are we playing first?
All right, Kyle. For starters, we're going to do some Olympic stuff. This is, can you guess the Olympic sport from a really bad nickname?
Okay.
I wanted to know if you're excited or not, but maybe you are. Okay.
Nope.
Oh, there we go. Oh no.
That's.
So I'm gonna read. I'm gonna read the nick. I'm gonna read the nickname of the sport, and then I'm gonna give you three options, or you could just
blurt. You could blurt it out.
You could try to guess it without me giving you the possibilities. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Number one: stabbing people for points.
Fencing.
That's right. I didn't have to give it to you.
No.
This one is Advanced Portal.
Oh.
Is it Agility Hoops, Hopscotch, or Basketball?
Agility Hoops, maybe?
Basketball.
Portal? What?
I don't like that one.
Oh, because it goes through the...
All right. Violent Darts.
Archery?
Yeah. That's a good one. Competitive pickup heavy sticks.
Weightlifting, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. Aggressive arguments. Is it golf, equestrian, or judo?
Judo.
Yeah.
Watching that was crazy. They just basically grab each other's shirts and throw you to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, it is aggressive.
I like it.
Next one, fly swatting. Is it tennis, floor tennis, or beekeeping?
Tennis.
Yeah. All right, this one, flips and stuff.
Is it gymnastics?
Trampoline gymnastics, synchronized swimming, or wrestling?
Gymnastics.
Yeah. Trampoline gymnastics.
Ooh.
Competitive drowning, best friends edition.
the synchronized dive.
Yeah, synchronized swimming.
Oh, ooh. What's okay, I guess.
So not dive, but swimming.
Hmm.
Next one. Tron, but without the cool lights.
Without the cool...
Is it rollerblading, cycling, or horseback?
Cycling.
All right, there you go. And Tron last but not least, Kyle. Flippy stuff featuring water everywhere. Diving, canoe sprinting, or water ball.
What is... canoe sprinting was cool. I'll do diving.
Yeah, Kyle, you could tell that two were real and one was completely made up.
Mm-hmm.
Hopscotch, really?
No, the one with the canoe.
Yeah, that's right. I said two were real and one was fake.
No.
Mm-hmm. Water ball is not real. Anyway, Kyle, the second game that we're going to play is, can you guess which of these actors' movies have the highest rating?
Ooh, okay.
So I'm going to give you...
maybe.
I'm going to give you an actor, and then I'm going to give you six movies that they were in.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
So and then I say which one was
the highest rated. Okay, that sounds good.
So number one is Christian Bale. Unless you can try to guess it without me giving you a clue.
I would say the first Dark Knight movie. Probably.
So The Dark Knight.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to click on that one. That is correct, Kyle. 94. Percent. That's pretty good.
Hmm.
Next one is George Clooney. You want to try to guess without any clues?
Too many movies.
Okay.
I need a clue. Me.
The Descendants, Fantastic Mr. Fox. That's how you say that. Gravity, Three Kings, Spy Kids, or Up in the Air.
Probably Gravity.
That's right. Yeah, we saw that together.
Yeah, we did.
All right, Will Smith is the next one, Kyle. Is it? Oh, wait, do you want to try a guess?
Oh, man. No, I don't.
Okay, Bad Boys,
okay.
Hitch, Men in Black,
oh.
The Pursuit of Happiness, I Am Legend, or Independence Day?
Pursuit of Happiness. I'm gonna go with that one.
No, it's Men in Black.
Hmm.
Got a 92.
Came out in 92?
Pretty good. No, it got a 92%. All right, next actor, Russell Crowe.
Okay.
You don't want to try to guess or not?
No. Gladiator.
Okay, that's your guess?
Yes.
Oh, no. L.A. Confidential, which was released 2 years or 3 years before Gladiator, got a 99%.
What?
Yeah. Next guy, Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Do you want to try to guess?
Vanilla Sky. No, that's not my guess. No idea. Go ahead.
All right. Edge of Tomorrow.
Nope.
Risky Business. Jerry Maguire. Minority Report. Mission Impossible. Or Rain Man.
Let's do Mission Impossible. Big one.
Oh,
big
it's
one.
Risky Business, Kyle.
Never seen it.
The scene with the underwear and the sliding and the dancing and the 96%. All right. Number this guy, Matt Damon.
Okay.
You want to try to guess?
The Martian.
No. Good Will Hunting.
Never seen it.
Oh, 97%. You've never seen Good Will Hunting?
Is that just what is he hunting?
Goodwill.
Who's Will? Which one is Will?
His name is Will. It's funny. They have a picture of him in Interstellar.
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler. And it looks just like he's in The Martian. That's funny.
Yep.
All right, and let's go with Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, Titanic.
No.
What?
Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, Catch Me. Yeah, I like that one a whole lot.
I like that movie. Yeah. Actually, I like all Leo DiCaprio movies.
Oh, boy. Okay. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. The Departed. That's fine.
The Departed was my favorite.
Sure. Aren't they all of those actors you mentioned were in the Departed, right? More or less?
No.
No. You sure?
No.
Hey, Kenny, sure. You can get today's show notes, or flow notes, as we call them, since we use something called Workflowy to organize all this. Took a little while for it to update. That was slightly annoying, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. You can get them over at goodstuff.fm/morningshow. If you have some questions or concerns or complaints about this, or have questions as to where we've been, if you want to know a little bit more, I will be happy to divulge a bit. Kyle@goodstuff.fm. That's not creepy. We're also on Twitter, Kenny. You can follow us there to get updates on when the show is posted, or snarky comments about probably the upcoming Apple event, things like that. Goodstuff.fm for the network. Morning Show AM for this show. Pizza Robotics? Question mark?
Yes.
All right. That sounds good. And I'm Dog Burps.
Wow, you changed your name.
Yes, legally. First name Dog.
Legally. Last name Burps.
Hello, Mr. Burps. We've got a table right over here for you.
What's up, Dog?
Look at you. Look at that. That was perfect. Go write that in a iTunes review. It'll help people find the show. Make sure, you know, they know you that you like it very, very much. A huge thanks to Feed Press for supporting this show, and go check out their awesome features. Feed Press, please go do
please,
it.
Please.
Mm-hmm. We will be back on Friday having more fun, hopefully, and working out all the wiggles and whatnot. So we'll see you then.
I don't like the wiggles.
I hope you enjoy your week. We'll see you on Friday. Until then, goodbye.
Farewell. And farewell, like, literally, farewell. Yet, Dark Bert.